Now, I come to verse 3, and let me read. And another angel came and stood over the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should add it unto the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now, this other angel, I believe I can say positively that it's not Christ. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is no longer in the position of his intercessor for the church. We saw that in the fourth and fifth chapters, that he moved out from that and has given to him the seven-seal book. And everything that happens from there on in Revelation, he's in charge of it. And he's not moving as one of the actors down on earth's stage. He's in heaven with the church, you see, at this particular time. And he is not the intercessor. He is now in the place of judgment. And he holds the book of the seven seals. He's just opened the seventh seal. And he directs all the activities from the throne. This angel is, as is stated here, just another angel. It says, and another angel. And I don't think the Lord Jesus would be identified as that. Now, it is true back in the Old Testament, the pre-incarnate Christ appeared as an angel. I don't think he'll ever appear again as an angel. He will be as he is in the glorified body, and we're going to see him as he is someday. Now, the golden altar is the place where prayer is offered. So, he's not in the place of intercession before the golden altar. He's now upon the throne. Incense is likened unto prayer and is a type of prayer. And we don't guess at that. Because back in Psalm 141:2, David said, let my prayer be set before thee as incense. Now, incense speaks of the value of Christ's name and work in prayer. He says, if you ask in my name, and that's his injunction. There is today a habit that many are falling into, many of those who really believe the Word of God. They end their prayer by just saying amen. And someone said it's redundant to say that because in your heart you are praying in Jesus' name. Fine, and I think it means more than just putting on the tag in Jesus' name. But I want to say this, if you're making a prayer in Jesus' name, and especially a public prayer, be sure and say it's in Jesus' name. That's very important, I believe. And here, they are offering incense, and the sweet-smelling incense. You and I are not heard for our much speaking or our flowery prayer. We are heard when it's made in Jesus' name. The incense was given to this angel. That's interesting. Christ didn't need anything given to him when he prayed. The prayers of saints, which were offered under the fifth seal, are now being answered because of the person and the sacrifice of Christ down here. Now will you note, verse 4, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. Now, prayer is going to be answered because of Christ. Now, will you notice? And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. He throws it upon the earth. And there were thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. Now, the high priest, he took a censer with him as he carried the blood into the Holy of Holies. Now here the ritual is reversed because out of heaven the censer is hurled upon the earth. In other words, the prayers ascended as incense. And now we have the answer coming down. They have prayed, O God, avenge us. They're tribulation saints. And the earth, having rejected the death of Christ, for the judgment of their sins must now bear the judgment upon their own sins. And the great tribulation is going to get underway. They're thunders. That denotes the approach of a coming storm of God's judgment. And voices reveal that this is the intelligent direction of God and not the purposeless working of natural forces, that God is in charge. And the lightnings follow the thunder. This is the reversal of the natural order. We see the lightning before we hear the thunder due to the fact that light waves move faster than sound waves. And the earthquake here is the earth's response to the severe pressure which is going to be placed upon it during the judgment of the great tribulation period.